and talk over me.
New York resident.
Because you don't want to hear what I have to say.
Oh, I'm listening.
So why don't you just keep your mouth shut?
Oh,
because you showed up. You showed up.
Boy, it is heating up in D.C. as representatives are confronting each other on Capitol Hill over this government shutdown that is now pushing into 1 week. It started off with Representative Mike Johnson getting confronted by Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona and Ruben Gallego of Arizona. They walk up and they confront Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, who honestly doesn't give very satisfying answers. Then not long after, this video comes out of Representative Mike Lawler confronting Leader Hakeem Jeffries. And honestly, Jeffries really sticks the landing in this video. I think he does a great job of combating the talking points, the BS coming from MAGA. On top of that, he's convincing. He's confident. He's quick on his feet. And he kind of just rolls over the other person. I'm going to play this interaction in 1 second. But let's start off with this interaction of Senator Gallego and Senator Kelly confronting Mike Johnson over his refusal to swear in Representative Grijalva from Arizona. This representative just won a special election after her father passed away. She is supposed to be sworn in. She was supposed to be sworn in weeks ago. This is the longest delay in American history, and it's for a few reasons. First of all, the Epstein files could be released if she is sworn in. She would be the 218th vote. Secondly, it gives Republicans less leverage overall, and overall, they're just kind of breaking the system to try to get ahead, as they do over and over and over. This time, they're not swearing in someone who won an election. So this clip is long, but I'm going to let it play out.
It just keeps on moving.
Yeah, it's not great if you want representation.
Not last week,
there's 750.
Wait, let me address the answer to the question. We're happy that she got elected. She's filling her father's seat. That's fantastic. We have a long tradition here and a process of how we administer the oath to a member. You know, you served here for a while. We're going to do that as soon as we get back to work, but we need the lights turned back on, so we encourage both of you to go open to government.
Didn't we
so
do we that with the Virginia Republican? Swore the person
circumstances? The exception is there were two Floridians who were elected in a special election. It just happened a couple months back. They were here on a day they had their families here. They had a scheduled day for the oath of office, and the House was called out of session that day. They had all their family and friends here. So we went ahead and went through the process in a
performance.
Let me finish. Answer the question if you're going to ask it. And so that was the exception we did because the family was here. Ms. Grijalva, Rep-elect Grijalva, has not yet had a scheduled date because she was elected after the House was out of session. So I am anxious to administer the oath to her.
How much is this
as soon as
you don't want her to be on the Epstein discharge. How much?
It's totally absurd. You guys are experts in red herrings and distractions.
Moving along.
No, it has nothing to do with Epstein. The House Oversight Committee is working on the Epstein files right now, releasing 34,000 pages and more on the way.
You know she's key to that discharge petition.
Let me finish. The House Oversight
Committee. You just keep coming up with excuses. This is an excuse so she doesn't sign on to that.
This is absurd.
This is the longest time the House has
been
on.
Do you want me to answer the question? If you ask the question,
you're not actually answering the question. This entirely has to do with the Epstein
files. You see, this is a publicity stunt. Let me tell you what's happening. The House Oversight Committee is working on release of the Epstein files. There are some of the biggest bulldogs in Congress and the Republican and Democrat side who are working on that aggressively.
By the way, the Epstein files are getting released by Republicans right after they released the Matt Gaetz files from a year or two back. Remember, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson was the person who intentionally covered up whatever the DOJ was alleging Matt Gaetz did. We know that he sent Venmo payments, but there was allegedly a deeper investigation into Matt Gaetz's actions. It was covered up by Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. It was so bad, Matt Gaetz literally resigned from his seat. Why isn't this talked about more, that we had a high-profile mainstream Republican resign due to sex allegations that were being investigated? Why isn't this talked about more? The reason I'm looping this back is because now it seems like they're covering up more stuff.
I met with the victims before they went out and did the press conference, and the House Oversight is doing its job. Did you know? You might not, because we haven't been in session. The House Oversight has its lawyers in New York City combing through the Epstein estate files. None of that had been anticipated by discharge petitions or anything else. They have subpoenas that are being supplied, they're being followed through on by the Department of Justice. We have more subpoenas that are outstanding for big name persons, Democrats and Republicans, and there are more documents coming through. They're doing the work, they're doing it methodically, they're doing it with subpoena power, and you don't need an act of Congress for that to happen because they're already on it.
So then
I was in the room with all of them.
Why are you blocking her then?
I'm not blocking her, I just
told
you.
This is the longest time that House Representative has been out of session that's not in a regular office session. This is the longest time it's taken for someone to be sworn in, and it all happens to coincide with the fact that she's going to be the deciding vote on the discharge petition.
I know why.
He said something very important there. This is the longest it's ever taken to swear somebody in who won an election.
You're upset. I know why you're upset.
Mike,
you get a lot of heat because the governor's closed down and you guys made
not.
The decision.
Actually, no.
The gaslighting, I love it. I love the gaslighting from Mike Johnson. He's like, you guys are mad because you shut the government down. Dude, you're sitting there smugly talking about how you won't let this representative be sworn in, and the government shut down while you guys have power, and you're going to point to two Democrats and say it's their fault? Let's see what Senator Kelly has to say. I know he'll bring it home.
Yes.
Why don't we do this? Why don't you bring back your Republican members so we can have a serious negotiation with
them? We're going to have plenty of negotiations as soon as you open the government.
Why don't we
let me tell you why they're not here, because the House did its job.
I mean, 14 days since July 25th.
Yeah, and real people are feeling real pain.
And they've been on an extended summer vacation.
I feel the pain with
they're not on vacation.
So you bring them back. I have an opportunity. I can talk to every one of my Republican colleagues down there, and we're talking about
every
this
day,
all the time.
Yeah, and they're talking about it over here as well.
And our Republican members from Arizona, where are they?
They're in their districts working. They're sitting in their base. Come here, Mike Lawler, in New York. Tell
with all due respect, you voted multiple times to keep the government shut down, okay? The Republican members from Arizona voted to keep the government open.
They did.
So don't sit here and try to lecture us about whether or not we did our job. We did our job. You did not.
What's going to happen to the premiums? What happened to AC premiums?
Oh, you mean the bill that I'm signed on to extend it? Oh, yeah. Right, because you know what? We actually have put forth legislation to do it. You guys just keep pontificating. How about you go down the hall and go vote to open the government up?
It continues to get heated. Then Mike Lawler goes and confronts Leader Hakeem Jeffries over the exact point that he just tried to make to them. He says, listen, I have something written up that will give you guys the ACA extensions you're asking for. That's what he says. In order to try, and you know what's really funny? In that, he's conceding that Democrats don't actually want health care for people who are illegal. That's what they're claiming, the Republicans. He basically concedes that they just want a health care extension. He's conceding in that. Let's watch him try this on Leader Jeffries.
From your extension, Let me ask you a question. For years, you always
You're making a show of this to make yourself relevant.
You could easily sign on.
You're embarrassing yourself right now. You're chasing clout. You're an embarrassment.
You could sign on to the bill.
Let me ask you a question.
You have four Democrats on here.
Let me ask
you
a question. You voted for the one big ugly bill, correct?
I voted for the largest tax cut to Americans in history, including, by the way, the average New Yorker getting a $4,000 tax cut. Are you against that?
You're embarrassing yourself right now.
Do you want to cut the standard deduction in
the largest cut to Medicaid in American history? You
waste,
voted for that.
Fraud and abuse, by the
you
way.
You voted
Tom DiNapoli, the
for
Democratic
a permanent
controller of New York.
Let me ask you a question.
Pointed out that $1.2 billion
if you're gonna,
were wasted.
Listen, you're not going to talk to me and talk over me because you don't want to hear what I have to say.
Oh, I'm listening.
So why don't you just keep your mouth shut?
Oh,
because
you
showed
that,
up.
Is that the way
you
talk?
Showed up. You showed up.
Yeah.
And so you voted for this one big ugly bill.
You can extend it right now.
A permanent extension of massive tax breaks.
Yep.
For your billionaire donors.
So 90% of Americans.
So they can get a permanent.
So there's a moment there where Leader Jeffries goes, you can shut your mouth. It's a forceful moment and it's good. Someone in the, I don't know who it says it, someone off camera, I believe, goes, is that the way you're supposed to speak? Are you joking right now? You're not okay with the minority leader of the House using firm language at somebody who keeps cutting him off, but the president of the United States can, I don't know, threaten to invade Chicago, threaten to arrest governors like Pritzker just today, threaten to go after people over and over, political opponents like Comey and Bolton. Yeah, I'm sorry, but Leader Hakeem Jeffries can say what he wants at this point. We're going to leave it there. If you appreciate this, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one.